This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The NFL players will be men of increase coming in 2028 in Los Angeles. And this isn't surprising that this went through. I am surprised it was 32-0. In order for stuff to pass, right, at the NFL meetings where they vote on several things. Although I've yet to see the tush push thing. I think they're still navigating that. Supposedly they were supposed to vote on that today too.
Yeah, they're voting on that today or tomorrow. I guess maybe it depends how long each issue took them to resolve.
Yeah, but one of the things that they were voting on was whether or not to allow NFL players into the 2028 summer games, which are going to be in Los Angeles. And for the first time, flag football is going to be an Olympic sport, which is, I'm not sure which is dumber, breakdancing or flag football, but I mean, here we go, flag football, an Olympic sport. And all the NFL players are like beyond jazzed up about it. And the NFL took a vote on it today, and 32 owners had a chance to vote, and all 32 unanimously said, yep, the NFL will be participating. One player from each team can be on a national team. So you can only have one Cincinnati Bengal, one Dallas Cowboys. You couldn't have like Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. You couldn't have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. So I don't know how all that's going to work, who gets to be the one guy. And there's some other stuff like the NFL approved. They're going to have a pool of money set aside for insurance in case someone gets hurt. So there's some stuff there, some details that have to be worked out. But basically, this paves the way for you will see NFL players in the summer games.
There's a lot more going on here than just kind of the silliness of NFL athletes playing flag football. The NFL is heavily invested in girls flag football right now. Yes. At the high school level. Yeah. They're trying to build leagues. They're putting money into it. They've had commercials with some athletes, including the National Player of the Year who plays down in California. They've really invested in this. So they have money backed into now flag football. The other piece here is my entire career covering recruiting, a lot of my biggest events with the best athletes, they were playing 7-on-7. They weren't flags.
Sure.
But this is a whole generation of players now who grew up playing very competitive flag football spring and summer.
Whenever I walk my dog up at the high school now, because it used to be you would always see, you know, baseball, softball, a lot of basketball tournaments going on. Dude, I see a S ton now of
it's everywhere.
I don't think it's flag. I do think it's just 7-on-7.
It is.
But it's essentially the same thing. And it's been built up into like the full on AAU. Dudes are wearing customized jerseys. They got the little padded helmets on, but and like they are decked out, and like they, like teams come rolling in like in team buses. It's become a big time deal.
Oh, and I used to cover it when it was huge. Every event I've ever been to, I've seen a fight, by the way, a fist fight breakout.
Yeah.
There used to be a huge one in Vegas right before COVID, and it was the Pylon 7-on-7 in Vegas. And all the best players, like literally, there is very few things in recruiting where you'll get 90% of the top kids because kids have different quarterback coaches and they're not going to do that stuff. you could get legitimately 92, 93 of the top 100 kids that were skill position guys.
Yeah.
You know, the linemen don't sure. do it.
Yeah, linemen won't be involved.
So of the top skill position guys would all be at 7-on. Snoop Dogg had a team for years. Snoop Dogg's team got in a massive brawl in which guns were drawn and pit bulls were released and pit bulls fought on the field.
That's good.
Snoop Dogg's team is banned from the Vegas Pylon 7-on because there was this massive brawl. I've seen the video. It has been told to me that this will never get out and no one will ever like see this publicly. But lots of recruiting folks have seen this video of this giant fight in which, again, shots were actually fired. It was legitimately scary. Yeah. But it's scaled back a little bit from that. Yeah. But it's still a huge thing.
It's basically
where athletes
just become like AAU basketball.
Athletes
but for
are
football,
sponsoring
right?
teams yeah. and that kind of thing. So it's not that surprising. I just think we're going to think it's a cute idea until the United States plays the Philippines and it's like 97-0. And they're like, you know what, Robbie Gould, get in there and play quarterback. Harrison Butker, we know how you feel about women, but we're gonna let you play some linebacker, whatever.
Get on in there. Well, there was the great clip going around, and because they talked about this like you know almost a year ago, and because there is a like a U.S. Federation for flag football, like there's an Olympic committee for each sport, right?
Yes,
like
yes,
you know that actually selects the team. Even you know USA basketball is you know that there is a governing body for each Olympic sport. So there is a flag football governing body. And we have a flag football team. And the quarterback of the like United States team.
That remember, cute little fella.
There was a cute little guy. And he was like, he was outraged because he was like, You think Patrick Mahomes is better than me? He got all pissed off because for these guys, right?
It's slightly different rules.
Right. They've been playing flag football for a long time. And it's fine. Imagine if you've been playing flag football for like 10 years and you're the best flag football quarterback in the NFL, or not in the NFL, but in the United States, right?
Yes.
You're the national team captain.
Yeah.
Right? You're that guy. And finally, in just in 3 short years, the Olympics are on your soil. You have a chance to be an Olympic gold medalist.
And represent your country.
Represent your country.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, yeah, by the way, Patrick Mahomes can go play.
Well, it's one of those things.
Can you imagine how absolutely what a gut punch that was? And so he had the nerve to come out and be like, what? They just come in here? It's like, this is an entirely different set of rules. He was trying to make the case that no one's going to replace him right. as the quarterback.
Well, it's one of those things where he's played and hung on to this for like 10 years.
Yeah.
He's like, it'll catch on, you guys, I swear. And they're like, Steven, you have a family, and all you ever do is make $1,000 a year selling tickets to your little flag football park games. And he's like, I told you, we're in the Olympics. Yeah. And this vote is absolutely crushing to that guy. Just so crushing.
So the things that still have to be worked out between the NFLPA and the I guess the Olympic committee that's going to decide this. One, there will be tryouts, which I think is adorable. I want more so than I want to see the games. I would like to see the tryouts.
Yeah.
I would like to see the poor bastards.
Combine this thing,
yes,
man.
Yes, combine it. I want to see the guys that are on the hopefuls.
It's like tryouts for the dream team. How do you do that? How do they do that?
Justin Jefferson, you're lined up against
Steve
Robinson?
Steve Castle my ass from Sioux Falls. Get out there and want you to cover Tyreek Hill on this one.
And he lines up, and he's obviously a white guy. And he's like, how many years have you been playing flag football? And Justin Jefferson's like, none. He's like, oh.
I got this.
I got this in the bag. I've been playing for 3.5 years.
So they were going to get permission for any player under NFL contract to participate in tryouts because they are claiming that they're not going to have a lot of time to prepare for this from when the season ends to when they make the selection. But supposedly they're going to make them try out.
Put it together.
There will be a limit of one player per NFL team on each national team participating. And I am wondering, like, if you will see some guys, 'cause you see this in other sports. If you get excluded from the U.S. team, you know, if you just go back a couple generations, like I could technically play for any Olympic sport for Sweden. My kids could do it for Korea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I wonder if, you know, if you end up not making the U.S. team, either you're not good enough or, you know, you just have another teammate.
Yeah.
Because if you're on the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes wants to be the quarterback, you're not getting on the team.
Right.
Would you go, are we going to see like, I don't know. Is there going to be a receiver that's got some Irish roots that's going to play on Team Ireland?
What's going to happen is Jimmy G is the quarterback of the Italians, right?
Right?
That's where this is headed.
Feels great, baby.
Where's Tommy DeVito? Where's Tommy If Tommy Cutlets isn't playing for Italy...
I want to see the camp battle between, or the tryout battle between Jimmy G and Tommy Cutlets.
That would be amazing. What else? Teams designated international player to play for his home country. Says allowing, in addition, a team's designated international player to play for his home country, which I think that's kind of sounds like we were talking about. Like you get to pick your home country. Is that that's kind of odd that's being debated.
I would think there would be a Team USA.
Yeah.
And like, okay, the Ravens, we select Lamar Jackson. And then you've got Rashad Bateman, who's like, hey, I'd like to also play. And I don't even know if he's still at the Ravens. Might be a bad example.
Yeah, so maybe.
Who but then he could say, okay, well, then I want to go play for somebody else.
They need to purchase a league-wide insurance policy to provide injury protection for any player who gets hurt doing this. Salary cap credit for any player who is injured, which, again, you know, if you got a guy that's making $54 million and he blows out his knee, that's dead money against your cap. I'm guessing that's something that needs to be worked out.
Sure, but you still would lose your $54 million a year player.
But at least you would then have the ability for a short term to try to fill that gap. Because if
sign those available, really talented $54 million a year quarterbacks.
It's better than having $54 million and not having a way to even try to work around.
It's true.
That.
That's true.
An expectation that Olympic flag football teams will establish medical staffs and field services that will comply. That would make sense. The NFL is not going to let their players go out and play on crap. And then a schedule that does not unreasonably conflict with an NFL player's league and club commitments. So basically the NFL is saying, if you take care of those and we can negotiate that, welcome to the world of flag football. And it sounds, everything I've heard from Tyreek Hill to Lamar Jackson, what Jamar Chase has said this, Jefferson, Micah Parsons, all of these guys have expressed saying, I want to be a part of this.
Two things. Are we going to get another country's breakout star who then gets a shot in the NFL?
It wouldn't shock me. Why wouldn't you? If you get some dude from Germany that's playing a slot receiver. Right? That can't be covered.
Couldn't he have been a tight end?
Well, the only people that are going to go play in this, there'll be no linemen. I can't imagine there'll be any real. I mean, you're getting receivers, DBs, and quarterbacks.
Yes.
Why else? I mean,
a middle linebacker.
Would you have a middle linebacker? Why wouldn't you just put a safety?
Depends on the rules, because you can potentially have a quarterback run, and so you need somebody to
shed. This is a dumb question. We're up against it. All right. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I actually have flag football questions, and maybe someone can help me with this. I
have 7-on-7 answers. Okay. I don't know if I have flag football answers.
Right, I might have to do some digging on this. We'll explore the studio space when it comes to Olympic flag football. Primetime here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, we're talking NFL in the Olympics. And yeah, someone said NFL players in the Olympic Village. That will be fun. Yes, it will. Speaking of smiles and glory holes, I'm guessing the NFL players are going to have a grand old time.
Stephon Diggs, not invited. Famously, not invited. Have you seen that clip where they interview all the Bills teammates? Who would you least like your sister to date?
Every single person says Stephon Diggs.
And you know who he's dating now?
Huh.
Cardi B.
Oh, really?
Historically makes great selections in men.
Kind of makes sense.
Future.
Yeah, if you're the person that every single one of you, and if you don't know, like, just look it up. Look at Stephon Diggs, teammates dating. Yeah, and it's another one of his teammates that's going around and asking everyone. I don't think anyone says another answer.
It's 100% Stephon
Diggs. And when they ask Stephon Diggs, I think Stephon Diggs even says, yeah, it's probably me.
He did. Yes.
Yeah, that's an interesting reputation.
Now, is that just because he's like like awful towards them? Or like is that, and everyone knows it, including himself?
I think he's probably playing the field.
Yeah,
sure.
And so they're like, he's unserious.
Yeah. He's got a flavor of the week type thing.
And he's got a lot of girls around.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're honest, every team that I've been on, I don't know if it'd be 100%, but every team I've played on from high school to college to the NFL, I think we'd all have a guy that would win in overwhelming fashion.
I think
like landslide electoral vote sort of thing.
I don't think that's a football thing. I think that's a friend group thing too. Think to your friend group.
Sure, generally, but
everyone has a friend.
But
that's
a football team. A football team is different because there's so many. No one has a friend group of 53 guys.
You're right.
So I think every team has a guy that you would say you would want your sister to be with, and I think that guy is probably I'm going to say like either a lineman or a safety, potentially. I wouldn't say it's usually going to be like an old lineman because there's going to be some like Jason Kelce type who just kind of seems like an all around good dude. Like we had Lomas Brown that I played with, who wouldn't want Lomas, like the old line. There's always one guy that just is like a salt of the earth guy.
The dude, the Patriots just drafted Campbell, out of LSU. Yeah. He's dating LSU's quarterback's sister.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's dating Nussmeier's sister.
Sabrina Ionescu married
Ronis Grossu.
Yeah. Like
offensive line.
There's usually an old lineman. And the guy that isn't going to get picked, I'm going to say it's usually a corner or a receiver.
I raise you linebacker for different reasons.
That's true.
Every once in a while you get a linebacker with some DA in his background.
That is true. Well, and D linemen can be kind of some of the most terrifying individuals.
It's linebacker, corner, receiver for different reasons.
Yes.
DB, receiver, play the field. If you get a bad defensive lineman, like defensive end or linebacker, it's the scary kind. And then it's not funny to do the interview.
No, it's not.
It's like, who's the least, you know, it's like, Lawrence Taylor. It's like, oh, yeah, that ceases to be funny.
Bill Romanowski.
Right, like, Can we not play this game anymore? Yeah.
That's your, no one wants to answer the question because you look in the corner and that dude's staring at you.
Every teammate's like, it's Greg Hardy, obviously. And you're like, ooh.
No one wants that. Like,
This is uncomfortable all of a sudden.
But we were looking up the flag football rules, and so it is a lot like 7-on-7. So
yes.
you can run the ball, but you can't run the ball from the five-yard line to midfield, and you can't run it from the five-yard in. So it's a 50-yard field. You have four plays to get to midfield, and you have four plays to get into the end zone.
You get a first down at midfield, and then you get four plays to get in the end zone. And the reason they don't allow you to just run the ball within 5 yards of midfield or 5 yards of the goal line is it's very easy to hand the ball off and get 6-7 yards a pop.
But probably
you wouldn't
not.
Do that every time because you wouldn't get the 50 yards required, but just a linebacker stands or a fast guy stands 7 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Would you still,
you're meeting him at 3 yards.
Would you still want to, I don't know. I don't do 7-on-7. I've never watched 7-on-7, so I'm probably coming from a place of it. 7-on-7, this is how old I am. It wasn't really a thing.
Right.
7-on-7, I'm too old. Like, we would do 7-on-7 in practice, but we did, like that was not a, wasn't something that we really did as an organized activity. But I would assume I don't want a linebacker. Like, as good as Fred Warner is.
Yeah, no, you're thinking of it wrong.
Why would I want Fred Warner when you can give me Buda Baker as my middle linebacker?
Because I see your Buda Baker and raise you Travis Kelce. Good luck. You need a physical guy. You have to play a tight end because he's a center.
But you're not allowed to touch anybody.
Yeah.
It says in there that there's no blocking, there's no contact.
There's no blocking. That doesn't mean when you throw a jump ball that I'm not going to be physical with you.
I wouldn't want a big rangy safety though. You want a linebacker. You want one linebacker and then all
defense. If you have a big rangy safety, yeah, if you can get Earl Thomas to play the middle of the field, you'll take him. That's not what I mean. That guy is rare, right? You're not going to get three Earl Thomases and you do need two safeties. So generally you want a really mobile, really good cover backer to take on that big bully guy. Because a lot of times people in 7-on think, I want three Tyreek Hills, fast, shifty. That's cool until you get to the 8-yard line and you do need to run a fade, or you do need 4 yards and you need to just flip one to Travis Kelce, who runs a quick curl, or George Kittle. And if you put Buda Baker on George Kittle and he's just going to run any 4-yard route, where there's, you know, no traffic in front of that quarterback, the quarterback's going to easily get him the ball. Part of the problem you don't throw it over the middle is, right, there's traffic. If there's zero traffic, and I have George Kittle and you have Buda Baker, George Kittle's going to catch the ball for 5 or 6 yards somewhere.
So, and I looked this up. So it says that there's only 10 players on a team. And so we're just going off of USA flag football here. I just looked up the website here, so we're going off this. So they're saying there's only 10 players on the team. Quarterback, I'm assuming, is not going to play defense.
Correct.
So you got 9 guys to play, to basically, and there's 5 guys on the field at a time. So
yeah.
So you've got 9 guys to basically play all
the other 9 parts.
The other 9 parts.
Yeah.
So you are probably going to have some guys that you want to play a little bit both ways. You have to at least one guy that's
you have to, right?
No, because it's 5 and 5 unless a guy gets hurt. Travis.
Oh, 5 and 5.
It's 5 and 5.
But would you not have guys that could. For depth reasons? Yeah.
Travis Hunter's making this team. It's already done. Travis Hunter made the U.S. team. Because if you only have 10 spots and a corner gets hurt, you don't want Tyreek Hill playing corner, whereas you could have Travis Hunter play corner or receiver.
So,
yeah, Travis Hunter's making
it. So I'm going through here real quick. So if we got to pick, so if running is allowed, and you can run, and so my quarterback can run, but he has to hand the ball off first. The quarterback just can't take off and run in 7-on-7. Right?
I'm sorry. I want to run. I think unless you're blitzed.
Well, if they can run, this is different. If they can run, I want Lamar Jackson.
Right.
If they can't run and you're just back there slinging the rock, oh, God.
Mahomes.
Yeah, it's got to be Mahomes.
Because you can still do the different arm angles and there's no traffic. And so he's throwing. Yes, it's Mahomes.
Okay, so you go Mahomes. Running back, Gibbs or McCaffrey? I'm picking one running back.
I think it's McCaffrey. If he's healthy.
You think he's more shifty in a flag football thing than Gibbs?
I think he's a better downfield receiver, and you have 7 seconds to throw the ball.
All right. Now,
so he has time to get 30 yards downfield. I think McCaffrey is good at the line of scrimmage, and I think he could run a go route and catch the ball.
So receiver, I think you're taking, you got to have one big, so we're going like Jefferson, Chase, then you need like a shifty slot guy?
Ladd McConkey.
Get a little mayonnaise out there.
Is a white mandatory?
I don't think so.
Okay, well then they're out.
Well, we got Christian McCaffrey. We got a white.
Oh yeah, I thought you said Gibbs though.
Caitlin Clark
you wanted
is
McCaffrey,
white.
Okay, okay. So we're taking our white there.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
So we're going like Jefferson and Chase are both big guys. So then I think like we get a little smaller guy. I would say Tyreek Hill, but he kind of seems washed.
Yeah, I don't think that's the move.
That's like horseradish.
So who's the best slot guy in the league?
See, I think I'm doing Travis. Yeah. I thought we decided that. Travis Hunter, because he's shifty.
Yeah.
He's a good, he could play slot, and then you get an extra corner in case somebody gets hurt.
And then if we're going linebacker, Fred Warner is the only choice.
Cover linebacker, yeah.
Cover linebacker, then we're taking Surtain?
Yep.
You're going Sauce?
Not after last year.
Yeah, we had a rough year. Who's the other corner we're taking? Do we go white? Do you want Cooper to G? Like, who's the other, like, if you're taking, like, the best corner. I mean, that's kind of up for debate
a little bit.
I'm
going to have to look it up.
What the other corner that you want? Because I don't know who is definitively the second best corner.
It's too bad we can't have Revis.
Yeah. I think you take Kyle Hamilton just for the range and versatility.
So here's the thing. You don't care about versatility necessarily in terms of any type of hitting. It's purely cover.
Well, but he's so big and rangy.
No. He's a good player. My point is versatility doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like Kittle. Kittle's a great receiving tight end. He's not the best receiver. What makes him great is he's an unbelievable blocker.
Yeah.
If you're just saying receiver, that changes things quite a bit.
Mm. And see, I'm just thinking, like, with corners, like, you can't hit anyone. So I do think Sauce. Just give me someone that's super athletic, because it's not.
Yeah, I think that's probably
big
fine.
Rangy guy. I think I'm taking Sauce.
That's fine.
And then at safety, I don't know. That Hamilton was the first one that came to mind. Do I have to have an edge rusher?
No.
Yeah, I don't need a rusher.
No.
All right.
You do need a nickel though.
Hmm.
Right?
I would assume. Like if I'm gonna have someone that's gonna rush, I think that's where I would just bring my nickel in.
Do we want Trent McDuffie on this team in any capacity with the way he's played?
I do want Trent McDuffie on this team.
So is that the move?
That could be the move. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, only 10 guys. There's going to be a lot of people that want to do this. And this is going to be kind of interesting to see where you go with this. So let us know your team. Text in your team. I want to know. You got 10 guys. Who is your dream team? Because this is going to be the dream team, and we are going to beat the other countries by 1,000 points. And it's going to be fun. And the NFL is going to market the living S out of this.
From a coverage standpoint, Minkah Fitzpatrick?
I could see that. Like, from a safety standpoint?
You just want a cover guy.
Yeah, you just want a cover guy. Not as good as Hamilton, but probably a little, again.
Maybe slightly maybe better a, as a little, cover
little
guy?
Better athlete.
And then the Jesse Bates, maybe? I mean, the thing is, once you start taking away the physicality of football,
yeah,
it opens up a lot more guys.
I know, right?
Like, is Kyle Pitts a lot better if he's just a receiver? And you say, hey, man, you don't have to worry about blocking ever. You don't really have to worry about guys bodying you. Yeah, or
like Brian Branch, to me, is one of the most versatile players in the league, but he'll come and just light you up.
I thought of him immediately, but he's getting ejected in the first.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need him.
The first set of downs.
Let us know. Who's your dream team? When we come back, we'll talk a little NBA as game one of the Western Conference Finals kicks off in not too long, just a couple hours here. So you got prime time here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.